The driveway was long, and it looped through two curves, around unseen softness in the dirt, maybe. The beaten earth was muddy and less even than it had looked from a distance. The tiny car rocked and bounced. The farmhouse's gable wall was blank, no windows. The smoke from the chimney was thicker now and straighter, less wind. Reacher opened his window and heard nothing at all except the noise of his engine and the slow, rolling crunch of his tires on gravel and small stones.
"Where is everybody?" Pauling said. "Still out hoeing?"
"You can't hoe for 7 hours straight. You'd break your back." The driveway split 30 yards in front of the house, a fork in the road. West, the formal approach to the front door. East, a shabbier track toward the spot where the Land Rover had been parked, and the barns beyond. Reacher went east. The Land Rover wasn't there anymore. All the barn doors were closed. The whole place was quiet. Nothing was moving. Reacher braked gently and backed up, took the wider path west. There was a gravel circle with a stunted ash tree planted at its center. Around the tree was a circular wooden bench way too big for the thin trunk. Either the tree was a replacement, or the carpenter had been thinking 100 years ahead. Reacher drove around the circle clockwise, the British way, stopped 10 feet from the front door. It was closed. Nothing was moving anywhere except the column of slow smoke rising from the chimney.
"What now?"
"We knock. We move slow and we keep our hands visible."
"You think they're watching us?"
"Someone is, for sure. I can feel it." He killed the motor and sat for a moment. Then he opened his door, unwound his huge frame slow and easy, and stood still next to the car with his hands held away from his sides. Pauling did the same thing, 6 feet away. Then they walked together to the front door. It was a large slab of ancient oak, as black as coal. There were iron bands and hinges newly painted over pits of old rust and corrosion. There was a twisted ring hinged in the mouth of a lion and positioned to strike down on a nail head as big as an apple. Reacher used it twice, putting heavy thumps into the oak slab. It resonated like a bass drum. It brought no response.
"Hello?"
Reacher called out. No response.
"Taylor? Graham Taylor?"
No response.
"Taylor, are you there?"
No answer. He tried the knocker again, twice more. Still no response. No sound at all, except for the shuffle of a tiny foot, 30 feet away. The backward scrape of a thin sole on a stone. Reacher turned fast and glanced to his left, saw a small, bare knee pull back around the far corner of the house, back into hiding.
"I saw you."
No reply.
"Come on out now. It's okay."
No response.
"Look at our car. Cutest thing you ever saw."
Nothing happened.
"It's red, like a fire engine."
No response.
"There's a lady here with me. She's cute, too."
He stood still next to Pauling, and a long moment later he saw a small, dark head peer out from around the corner. A small face, pale skin, big green eyes, a serious mouth. A little girl, about 8 years old.
"Hello,"
Pauling called.
"What's your name?"
"Melody Jackson,"
Jay Lane said.